This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Republicans mull over another in their field this morning as the big hat from New Jersey stays out of the ring. Is Kane able?
The Herman Kane train is picking up steam.
Get on the train on this Tuesday, October 4th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning. The Herman Cain train, right? It's certainly not literal.
Well, he was actually on a train when he made that video. That's for sure. GOP choices now with Herm Cain surging and Chris Christie on the sidelines. We're going to begin the hour talking about that, and we're also going to begin a look at the nuts and bolts of innovation on The Takeaway with a tech insurgent this morning behind corporate lines working at Microsoft. But you're still thinking about the banks.
This is Michael from Birmingham, Michigan. I think the problem isn't with banks. I think the problem is with the government and not providing certainty for businesses. Who would invest right now when they have no idea what the new laws, regulations, and healthcare requirements are going to be?
What's going to give you certainty in the economy? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
First, though, here's the top headlines we're following this morning. Amanda Knox is now home after 4 years in an Italian prison.
Thank you to everyone who's believed in me, who's defended me, who's supported my family.
Knox returned to Seattle last night after being acquitted on murder charges by an Italian appeals court Monday. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie not running for president.
New Jersey, whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me.
In his announcement, Christie says his decision came down to this.
Could I look in the mirror and justify leaving this job after 20 months? And I couldn't.
That decision means the Republican field is now essentially set, and it's time for donors to get behind the current candidates.
He's no Sarah Palin, Chris Christie.
I was thinking right. the exact same thing. Yeah. In fact, you know, he had, I think, criticized her for that, so it would have been a turnaround if he'd done the same thing. Within hours of Christie's announcement, by the way, Mitt Romney got the commitment of Ken Langone, the co-founder of Home Depot, who had taken a lead in urging Christie to run.
Democrat Earl Ray Tomlin won a special election for governor of West Virginia. Tomlin has served as acting governor since Joe Manchin stepped down in November. And a downbeat message from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Recent indicators, including new claims for unemployment insurance and surveys of hiring plans, point to the likelihood of more sluggish job growth in the period ahead.
Bernanke told the gridlocked Congress the Fed is ready to provide more economic stimulus if needed, but he also talked about the budget battle on Capitol Hill, warning Congress not to cut spending sharply while the economy is weak.
The protests on Wall Street are expected to get reinforcements today. Several labor unions plan to join the growing crowd in Lower Manhattan, and organizers have called for students at college campuses across the nation to walk out of class at 2 p.m. today. The anti-Wall Street protests continue to pick up steam in cities like Boston.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
And in Los Angeles, where this protester says these demonstrations have struck a nerve with people.
It's a whole bunch of people that realize that things are wrong and we want to change things.
As always, we want to get your reviews on the protests and the banks.
It's Greg from New York City, and I'm wondering why all the fuss is being made about people in the streets. Just take your credit cards, cut them up, and just spend cash. If we spend cash and don't use banks, then our message will be much more clear. Banks make money because we are spending the money they provide.
Give us your take. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Nationwide strike in Greece today. More fears about a default. And China and Russia vetoed a UN Security Council resolution condemning Syria.
In the past hour, the Nobel Prize for Chemistry was awarded to an Israeli scientist, Dan Schechtman, for his discovery of quasi-crystals. In the markets, Asian markets mostly down, European indices are up, and futures are up right now. The Dow will start at 10,808, the S&P at 1,123, the NASDAQ at 2,404. Later this hour, That is the sound of innovation in 1982. It's a musical instrument, half computer, half synthesizer. The man behind it, Bill Buxton. He's going to join us to start our series on innovations. And we're going to start off first by talking about the banks. Again, many of you not too happy about them. Give us your conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE.